Now we'll turn to some more news items. Try as we may, we cannot avoid the continuing story, the COVID pandemic. The progress of the vaccination sessions is reported, whilst there is a special service for Coronavirus Day at Norwich Cathedral and extra funding for resorts and towns. Local publicans do not think much of the idea of vaccination passports for their guests. But good news too, as Norwich makes it onto the Sunday Times list of good places to live. A quarter of adults under the age of 55 in Norfolk and Waveney have had their first coronavirus jab, new data has revealed. Figures from NHS England show 117,821 people between 16 and 54 had an initial jab by March the 14th. That is 25.6% of the under 55 population, the second highest proportion in the country for that particular age bracket. Suffolk and North Essex is just behind in third, after giving first doses to 25.5% of 16 to 54 year olds. Norfolk and Waveney is still moving at a promising pace, with 457,000 people having been administered injections so far. At 53.6%, that is the fifth highest in the country, rising one place on the list compared to last week. As the programme continues, thousands of patients are beginning to receive second doses of the vaccine, which must be administered within 12 weeks of the first.
Poignant reflections have taken place to remember lives lost to coronavirus on the year anniversary of the lockdown. A Norwich Cathedral service was live-streamed from the nave on the 23rd, and in the middle of the day, people stopped to think of people affected by the virus. Some churches remained open for private prayer, where people could leave candles. Bells rung out, including from St Peter Mancroft Church on Norwich's Hay Hill, and people held doorstep candle vigils at 8 p.m. The Dean of Norwich Cathedral, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, who led the vigil of lamentation and hope, said, "We will have the weight of grief and thinking of people who've lost their lives, but we hope that the service will finish on a note of hope. It's so powerful when people do things together. I think Norfolk has done really well and looked after one another. It's been a tough time for people in leadership in terms of making the right call, but at a local level, people have done brilliantly. There's been a lot of mutual encouragement."
Seaside resorts and town centres across Norfolk and Waveney are being handed extra funding to help them safely reopen as coronavirus restrictions are eased. The government has announced a £56 million nationwide funding pot aimed at boosting tourism by improving green spaces and providing more outdoor seating areas, markets and food stall pop-ups. Some £6 million is being allocated nationally to coastal areas. The announcement includes new relaxed rules allowing every pub to have a marquee for the whole summer, not just 28 days. And there is a clampdown on private parking charges with a new appeals process and cap on fines. Meanwhile, Great Yarmouth and Norwich have been named among the first 70 towns set to benefit from the High Street Task Force support. Under this scheme, local authorities can access a raft of expertise. In total, £6.1 million has been awarded to the East of England.
Pubs and restaurants with outdoor space are gearing up for a busy few weeks as bookings fill up calendars, with many saying they believe the public will turn out whatever the weather. From April the 12th, if the government's roadmap goes to plan, hospitality businesses will be able to serve customers outdoors. Owners are preparing for the al fresco reopening, with some creating outdoor space and others revamping or expanding existing areas. And many days throughout April are filling up, with businesses in bigger areas such as Norwich finding themselves particularly busy. Success for businesses reopening in April has in part been laid at the feet of the weather, with some owners fearful that April showers may keep customers away. Early weather forecasts suggest it'll be average weather for the month, with some saying conditions could be around 10 and 11 degrees Celsius that week. Nicola Colchester runs the recruiting sergeant in Horsted, the Rising Sun in Coltishall, the Black Boys Hotel in Aylsham, Buck's Arms in Blickling, and the Red Lion in Eton, and said she was keeping her fingers crossed for warm weather. Reservations in areas they were opening up for bookings, mainly those with cover or umbrellas, have been strong so far, she said, with some space left available for people to arrive on the day. If the sun is shining and it's warm, I think it'll be wonderful, she said. And if it's pouring down with rain, it might not.
Publicans in Norfolk and Waveney have given their take on vaccine certificates, with one calling the idea another level of ridiculousness, and others raising concerns over creating a two-tier industry. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said pubgoers could be asked to provide a vaccine certificate before entering, and that the decision over whether to introduce the scheme could be up to individual landlords. But the remarks have been largely criticised in the local pub trade, though some landlords said they would be willing to give it a try. In a snap survey of 20 pubs across the county, the idea was rejected by 11, who said they would not be prepared to do it. 5 publicans said they would be willing to introduce it, and 4 said they didn't know. The chairman of the Norwich and District Camera Campaign for Real Ale, Ian Stamp, was particularly against the idea. He said it is an unworkable pile of nonsense, absolutely ridiculous. Every publican has worked hard to make pubs safe and just want to be able to open up. So the idea they would voluntarily stop people coming in is just idiotic.
Norfolk's only city and a popular seaside town have made this year's Sunday Times Best Places to Live list. The newspaper has included 8 spots in the east of England among its 101 list of lovely places across the country, including Norwich and Wells next to sea. Judges describe Norwich as a vibrant and youthful city where the average age is just 34. They praise the city's cycle network, strong craft beer offering, shops and theatres. Judges said Norwich is one of our favourite small cities. It's beautiful and historic, but also young, lively and environmentally friendly. The market and its independent shops in its compact city centre offer an experience that's hard to replicate online, so it should be well placed to thrive after the pandemic.